Michael Schumacher must be close to collecting the victory, I would have thought. Here he comes through the final corner. He started this Grand Prix in sixth place. What an absolutely phenomenal drive by Michael Schumacher. He was helped by mistakes by the Renault team, but it's given him the victory that gives him the lead in the World Championship for the first time this season. Alonso finishes in second place.
Well, there's Michael Schumacher's last Formula One win, which was the 2006 Chinese Grand Prix. Jeff Harris has been good enough to join us, our Formula One guru. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Kieran.
Now, that might bring back a lot of memories to his fans, but his young son is just 16 years of age, and he's driving in Formula 4.
Yes, Formula 4 is a new, relatively new a category that's taking off around the world. In fact, there's a Formula 4 championship starting in Australia in the middle of the year. And it's different to Formula Ford, which was traditionally, you would say, the starting point for young guys coming out of go-karting. And Formula 4 doesn't have wings and it doesn't have slick tyres, but this Formula 4 does. So they kind of progress a bit with these Formula 4 cars. But yes, Michael Schumacher's young son, who was a runner-up in the World Go-Karting Championship last year, made his debut on the weekend at a circuit in Germany, Oschersleben, I think it is. He had three races there, and he won the third one. But I must say, he had a little bit of luck, Kevin, and he only just beat an Australian in the race.
So who's the Aussie?
Well, it's a boy from Sydney, Joseph Mawson, who has been over in Europe for... this is his second year over there. He was racing in France last year, and he did quite well there. In fact, won his first race and finished fourth in the championship in France in Formula 4. And now he's come into this German championship where he's up against young Schumacher. In fact, they're teammates in a team that's... it's actually a Dutch team that has also produced... one of your other favourites, Kevin, young Max Verstappen, came out of this team.
Well, Max Verstappen, we talk about, he's only 17 years of age and he's driving Formula One. And I know you told us a couple of weeks ago he's been driving magnificently well for a kid of his age. In fact, you think he's going to be a star. Now, Michael Schumacher's son's Michael Schumacher Jr. They just call him Mick Schumacher. He's only 16 years of age. Do you expect that he'll make, a Formula One driver? I mean, has he got a red bullet next to his name? And maybe next year or the year after that, we'll see him driving as well?
Well, I think he'd have a red bullet next to his name, Kevin, because of his surname and obviously his father's record and the fact that his father drove a red car for Ferrari for so long and so successfully. Well, he's obviously got talent. He's won on his first weekend out. But there is this system now for young drivers coming through that they have to kind of accumulate credits in various series. This is because the authorities weren't all that fond of young Verstappen getting into Formula One so young.
Okay, so it's got to be a little bit tougher for him. You've got to go through the grades.
Well,
and get some points.
Look at it, because as we've discussed before, on this system, many of the top drivers in Formula One now, and even in the past, like Ayrton Senna, wouldn't have made it to Formula One under that system. So they might find that they can't be getting anyone up into Formula One. So I think they might have to look at the system before too long.
Jeff, just on Michael Schumacher himself, senior, we're always told he's continuing to recover from those head injuries he suffered in that skiing accident way back in, December 2013. Do you know what the latest is on Michael Schumacher? We know he's in medical care at his family home in Switzerland, but do we get any feedback, any reports?
No. Well, Kevin, we don't. We never really hear any updates. In fact, they've pretty much said that they won't be giving updates. We can only presume that he's clearly still not very well, but that he is making... hopefully a slow recovery. Whether he ever gets back to anything like good or full health, I think has to be fairly questionable.
And just finally, just on Joseph Mawson, the young boy you mentioned, the Australian kid, how old is he?
Well, he's 19, Kevin, just turned 19. He's from Sydney. He's apparently got a bit of Peruvian blood in him as well, so they might try and claim him somewhere down the track if he kicks on. But he's got a pretty good record in go-karting as well, so... he's another one to watch out for. And there are lots of guys in these races. Some of these races over the weekend, in which, a whole lot of categories racing in Europe, but there are 35 and 40 guys in a lot of these races, so it's very, very competitive.
And also, we spoke to the young boy, Anton Di Pasquale, not that long ago. You think maybe he could be, you know, the next big thing behind Daniel Ricciardo. How's he going in his series of racing?
Well, he certainly had a good year last year, Kevin. He won his championship in 1.6-litre Formula Renault. He stepped up to 2-litre Formula Renault this year. Bigger fields, much more competitive. He was third in his first practice session at the weekend in Spain, but the races didn't go so well for him. In fact, by qualifying even, it wasn't going so well for him. There are four guys in the team there. He was the third of them, but way back in the pack, it must be said. But this is going to be a good test for him because a lot of people would say you need perhaps 2 years in this series to really make your mark. He's just starting out in it. Hopefully it'll improve for him. But, yes, the results the first weekend didn't look great. But there was a bit of success in America, though, Kevin, I must tell you.
Yes.
One of the Davison clan, another grandson of Lex Davison. You'd be aware that Will Davison does pretty well in the V8 supercars. This is James Davison, 28. He won a race over there in a Nissan GTR, like the car that won at Bathurst in February in the 12-hour race there. This is a series called the Pirelli World Series in America. It was the sixth race of the series. He won on Saturday. They had another race overnight, Sunday American time. Didn't do so well in that one, but clearly to do very well. It's pretty roughhouse racing in this Pirelli World Series. And he got out in front and led the whole race for 50 minutes. So a pretty good performance for him.
So another name to jot down. Just finally, we spoke last week about Ricciardo with four engines. If you blow up four engines, then you may have to go 10 spots back. You said that there was a... They were angling for five engines as far as Formula One is concerned. Has there been any updates on that?
Well, there hasn't, Kevin. They're going to be voting, I think it's on May the 14th, which is actually after the next race. The Red Bull team principal says it's already agreed amongst the teams. It's a bit hard to believe that you could actually get unanimous agreement amongst those Formula One teams. As Paul Stoddard used to say, they can't agree on the time of day even. But I noticed that Christian Horner, the Red Bull team principal, said... his drivers, Ricciardo and Daniel Kvyat, will need 7, 8 or 9 engines. So it's a bit like a cat with 9 lives, I think, this year for Daniel Ricciardo, Kevin.
Okay, so maybe he's going to have as many motors that he likes right throughout the season. Jeff, it's always great to catch up. I know the next Formula One is in Spain. We'll speak then.